The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder releases unofficial election night results. Former probation officer sentenced for felony grand theft. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmetal Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released unofficial election night results for San Luis Obispo County. This was the fourth update overall last night, just after midnight. In the District 2 supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody currently leads by just over 200 votes, 51.87% to Jim D'Antona's 48.13%. In District 4, Jimmy Paulding leads by almost 400 votes, about 52% to Adam Verdon's 47%. In the clerk recorder's race, Elena Cano is ahead of both Vanessa Rosso and Gaia Powell with over 60% of votes. For the statewide races, Steve Hilton and Javier Becerra are currently the top two vote-getters for governor in California. Hilton has about 28% of votes and Becerra at 25%. The two top vote-getters will advance to the general election in November. U.S. House District 19, Jimmy Panetta, leads with 58% of the votes and Peter Viburka trailing behind with 23% of votes. In District 24, Salud Carbajal leads with 52% of the votes. Bob Smith has 39% of votes. Carbajal and Panetta have garnered enough votes to advance to the general election in November. For Insurance Commissioner, Jane Kim and Ben Allen are currently the top two, with 24 and 19% of votes. Stacy Korsgaden is in third place with 18% of the votes. In total, for San Luis Obispo County, about 36,000 ballots were counted in so far, a 19.8% turnout rate. Former probation officer sentenced to probation for felony grand theft. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that the former San Luis Obispo County Deputy Probation Officer has been sentenced for embezzling over $169,000. Fallon Sierra Rollins, while serving as the treasurer of the San Luis Obispo County Probation Peace Officers Association in 2023 to 2024, repeatedly embezzled funds from the association. Because of her unique role and control over the checking account, debit card, and financial records of the association, her theft went undetected for some time. Rollins pleaded no contest to all nine charges of felony grand theft. Her sentence will be felony probation and 270 days in county jail. If she violates the terms of her probation, she faces a maximum of 8 years and 4 months in state prison. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, "We are disappointed in this relatively light sentence, but we respect the judge's independence and authority to do so. The fact that Ms. Rollins has already fully paid the restitution was clearly a factor that weighed in her favor." A Northern Chumash tribe will conduct a cultural burn next week at the Miyasi open space near the base of the Cuesta Grade. The County Air Pollution Control District says community members can expect to see smoke near Highway 101, with some related traffic delays during the cultural burn. The burn is planned for either June 8th, 9th, or the 10th, weather permitting on any day. If conditions for a burn are not optimal, they may be rescheduled. Indigenous tribes of California conduct cultural burns for the purpose of revitalizing plants, reducing wildfire risk, enhancing habitat, and broadly maintaining indigenous lifeways and ecosystems. The Chumash tribe will receive support from CAL FIRE, San Luis Obispo County Fire Department, and other agencies. The city of Atascadero will be holding a groundbreaking ceremony for the Public Safety Facilities Project on Monday, June 8th at 3 p.m. at Fire Station 1. The project will begin the second phase of modernization and revitalization of the city's public safety infrastructure. It includes a complete rebuild of Fire Station 1, renovates Fire Station 2, and major upgrades to the police headquarters. The project is funded by the voter-approved Measure D20. Following the ceremony, we'll have remarks from city leadership, and the fire police chiefs and attendees are invited to meet with the public safety personnel, view emergency response equipment, and learn more about the project. Paso Robles High School has named its valedictorian and salutatorian for the class of 2026. Valedictorian for this year is Kingston Anguiano, who earned a weighted grade point average of 4.84. Quinn Kobayashi has been named as salutatorian, with a weighted GPA of 4.81. Anguiano will attend UCLA in the fall, where he plans to study environmental science while pursuing a minor in business. Anguiano has been a member of the men's volleyball team, served as student council senior class secretary, and served all 4 years in leadership. Kobayashi will attend UCLA and plans to study business economics with a minor in entrepreneurship. Kobayashi served as senior vice president and competed in the women's soccer team. The graduation ceremony for Paso Robles High School will be this Friday, June 5th at War Memorial Stadium. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 6-5, the Rockies over the Angels 8-2, the Athletics beat the Cubs 2-1, the Brewers over the Giants 8-3, the Phillies beat the Padres 3-2, the Guardians over the Yankees 9-4. Tonight, the Angels will face the Rockies, the Giants will go against the Brewers, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will go against the Cubs, the Padres will face the Phillies, and the Yankees will go against the Guardians. In California news, an active hostage situation is currently underway in Bakersfield, California from yesterday afternoon. At about 1 p.m. yesterday, officers were called to a Chase Bank in downtown Bakersfield from a bomb threat. Police arrived and a man had barricaded himself inside the building with several community members inside, saying he had a bomb strapped to his body. Multiple agencies are still at the scene, with two hostages released so far. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan has officially conceded the race for California governor on Tuesday night. Mahan was in sixth place for governor with about 200,000 votes, or 4.5%. For the Los Angeles mayoral race, Karen Bass has secured her spot for the general election, garnering 34% of the votes so far. Trailing behind is Spencer Pratt with 30.4% of the votes and Nithya Raman with 22.3% of votes. About 40% of the votes remain to be counted. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the Livestock Marketing Association's 2026 Annual Convention and World Livestock Auctioneer Championship are headed to the Black Hills of South Dakota, June 17th through the 20th. Join cattle producers, auction market owners, and livestock industry leaders in Deadwood and St. Ange for one of the premier events in the livestock business. LMA Region Executive Officer Bryce Dibbern discusses the excitement surrounding this year's event.
I've been so excited for this convention. This has been a long time coming. The contest, the World Livestock Auctioneer Contest, is going to be held at St. Ange Livestock in St. Ange, South Dakota. Brooke and Justin Tupper are hosting that, and they've wanted to do this for a long time, and they're going to have an excellent show there with a great lineup of cattle. And I've got people that are asking me, they got room for more cattle. They all want to be on the sale. They know it's going to be a great sale, so the consigners are going to be in good shape.
From educational sessions and industry updates to the prestigious World Livestock Auctioneer Championship, this year's convention promises valuable insights, networking opportunities, and a showcase of the best auctioneers in North America. For registration and event details, visit LMAweb.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.org.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Department of Food and Agriculture is working with Costco Wholesale and county agricultural officials to track down and destroy grapevines that could be infested with the invasive glassy-winged sharpshooters. The leaf-hopping insects were found on grapevine shipments sold at select Costco locations in California between April 21st and May 21st. The pest threatens California vineyards because it can spread the bacterium that causes Pierce's disease, which is fatal to grapevines. Counties with Costco locations suspected to have received shipments of potentially infested nursery plants include Contra Costa, Humboldt, Marin, Mendocino, Merced, Monterey, Napa, Sacramento, San Joaquin, and Sonoma counties. CDFA has asked people who bought grapevines from Costco and affected counties to isolate the plants and contact their local county agricultural department. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s. North-northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 50. Northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 90s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Sunny skies on Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday. Sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-80s Friday, upper 70s on Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, low 80s on Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
The Central Coast Zoo's annual Ice Cream Zoofari is back. This Saturday, enjoy an unforgettable evening for all ages with all-you-can-eat ice cream, sundaes, and yummy toppings. Central Coast trains, music, and encounters with exotic animals from around the world. The Central Coast Zoo's Ice Cream Zoofari this Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets are available for pre-purchase online and include full zoo admission and unlimited sweet treats. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There is more upbeat news on the job market. Payroll processing company ADP says 122,000 new positions were created by private employers last month, more than expected. And ADP says pay rose 4.4% from the year before. Economist Dr. Neela Richardson says hiring was more broad-based in May than we've seen in the last few years. The labor market continued to show sustained momentum going into the summer hiring season. Macy's profit and sales improved in the recent quarter. It's raising expectations for the year. Macy's says its turnaround strategy is working. Amazon is now number one on Fortune 500's list of America's most profitable companies. Walmart held the title for 13 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. All righty, call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this day after Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Mother Nature's opened up the door to lots of things I never saw before. It's a lovely, lovely world since I met
KPRL.
Looking so right, I just learned the meaning of paradise. It's a lovely, lovely world since I met
KPRL.
Well, the stars shine brighter and the skies are a little bit blue. And my little old rattle trap Ford coupe even seems a little bit newer. Well, my guitar stays a little better in tune. The stars shine bright and there's honey on the moon. And it's a lovely, lovely world since I met
The Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, sound off Karen, and I think she's got a couple of folks in as well, kind of recap the election results, although not official, as we are aware. In the state of California, it may take, what, other 30 days or by law, I don't know what the law says, but it's become a more of a hairdo than it used to be for many of us who have been voting for, oh, more than a couple of weeks or a couple of years. Chris, what was the, on the release from What's-Her-Face is going to get reelected, what was the percentage of people who, at least the latest, that voted in the county?
It's about 19%, 19.8%.
Okay.
So far. That's what's been counted so far.
Oh, that's what's been counted so far.
Yes.
All right. Is there any indication of how many outstanding ballots there are?
Not seeing it right now because they still have to, whatever was sent out, you know, for vote by mail ballots, that's technically an outstanding ballot, isn't it? Whether or not somebody turned it in.
Yeah, I don't know how many were sent out here in the county. I can't keep track of all the numbers compared to, the returns on them.
Right.
Although there was somebody had called in to sound off yesterday, and I'd seen this before on the voter rolls here in the county, and there were some questions regarding that. California, okay, there are thousands of old names on the rolls going back at least 10 years. This is what it was, the ghost voter. Apparently, this is being looked into, that over, rounded off, almost 900,000 ghost voters in California that has been exposed. This is Let's see here. This was just before the primary. According to the plate, registrations have been inactive for at least three consecutive federal elections, with some dating back before 2016 presidential elections. And this is a lawsuit, federal lawsuit against the Secretary of State, alleging that the system's, systemic failure to maintain accurate voter lists as required by the National Voter Registration Act. So we'll see where this goes here in the state and what judge will get it and so forth and so on. But this is not the first time that this issue has come up. And the question has been asked many times in this county. Is it being done? Because, again, it's supposed to be done by law. Now, if it's not, what would be the excuse? And, of course, as we know, what ramifications? Well, you know, I'm sorry. We'll just we'll do it. It was, the dog ate my homework, or you know, some kind of crap like that. So, anyway, let's see here. When we look at this, and I don't know again if there's any history to be able to mark this regarding the governor's race. When you see Hilton has a slight lead, and then you have Becerra, and then Tom Steyer. And then the difference in the votes between Steyer, or if you combine the votes between with Steyer and Becerra, because one could assume that those that voted for Steyer ain't going to vote for Hilton. So, and the amount that voted for Bianco, which is quite a bit below Steyer, would that be enough to for Hilton to pull this thing out in November? Now, obviously, the November election, more people will show up to vote. That has been historic. But what's interesting is, and again, I find this appalling, that of extremely developed countries such as the United States, our voter turnout is, one, very inconsistent and downright embarrassing. Again, compared to many countries around the world. Now, I realize the population plays a part and so forth, but we've seen surges, you know, in the last two presidential elections, particularly in 2016. That was extremely high, and the last one was pretty high as well. But the one in 2016, it was the highest overall voter turnout since 1900. And so why don't Americans take advantage of the freedoms that we have and the opportunity, and considering that many people are always complaining about those in office, why don't you vote? Why don't you even vote in the primary? It's not that difficult. We were talking about conveniences yesterday. It's not really an inconvenience. You know what day it's coming. You have plenty of warning, and you can adjust, adapt, or whatever to your schedule because they've made it easy as pie to vote. There is no excuse for it. There is no excuse. And, well, it's apathy. And, oh, they're not going to listen. And they count on people like you not to do anything. They love it. And one of the things that I've read in the last couple of days about lack of voter turnout, and, again, this is across many countries, lack of voter turnout, there is a higher propensity of, shall we say, corruption in the offices that are supposed to serve the people. I didn't see the complete explanation on why, other than, well, if people aren't going to vote and turn out and so forth, we can do what we want because they're not paying attention. That may have a lot to do with it. Maybe some of you have some thoughts on that, but we've certainly seen a lot of things uncovered, not only in California, but around the country regarding fraud, et cetera, et cetera. So those are just the couple of things. All right, let's see here. Let's see here on the text. How did Elena Kano get 60%? So far, that's like asking a wolf to watch your baby. My guess is because of the other candidates that ran. That's it. I mean, we had Powell who had, you know, I guess you can say some controversy. So people weren't going to do that. I don't think if it's 60%, and Chris, I think that's what you said, Kano's is 60%, I think?
Just about 60%, yeah. 61.08, to be more exact.
Okay, no matter what you may think of her, and my opinion is pretty low of her, if she's getting 60%, she ain't cheating. She ain't cheating. You know, if it was a little bit closer, maybe. Let me see here. Backers represent the Democrat machine. Independents that voted for Steyer may be likely to vote for Hilton and not Becerra. California has been run horribly for too long. Hopefully Hilton will pivot and appeal to more moderate independents and Democrats. Okay, so here is, and I like the, I guess I just like this, but I'm frustrated by it. Okay, so he will pivot on what he's been running for now, and I know politicians do this, don't get me wrong, to appeal to the more moderate independents and the Democrats. I don't know what he's going to have to do, but if he does that, what's going to happen to the people who voted for Bianco? If they start hearing him talking like, you know, somewhat moderate, maybe he does in some people's minds, are those people that voted for Bianco then going to show up in November? Remember, Republicans have a terrible habit of being babies. Well, he's not conservative enough for me. Well, you know what? You might as well face it, in the state of California, not necessarily locally, you're going to have a hard time getting a hard right-wing person to win that office. It's a matter of winning the seat or winning the office, of getting in him. So that's a very interesting text. But I am always apprehensive about somebody like that. If he got this many votes as it is, you would hope that Bianco, because I think he mentioned that he would throw his support. I think I heard that. Eric or somebody may know. But hopefully he will do that, and that the Republican Party in the state can come together for once or twice and push this. But if you start changing completely, that could be a problem. That could be a problem. All right, let's see here. What do we have? The dirtbag that stole the money, this former probation officer, she gets 270 days in jail because she was a good little thief and paid the money back. Less than a year in jail. And 2 years felony probation, whoop-de-doo. And as you heard from Chris, Dan Dow was not happy about it. As I've said many, many times and will continue to say it, I can say nice that she's paid back the money. Great. She still is a thief. And I think just harder messages need to be sent on all people that are convicted of crimes. We're seeing too much leniency. If we put the hammer down, maybe the message would get across. I don't know, or else dirtbags are just dirtbags. But 270 days in jail. That's great. Stealing, they say embezzling, okay, but I like to use the word stealing because, Chris, what sounds worse, an embezzler or a thief?
I guess a thief.
Okay, then let's use the word thief. Just like we're not going to use $205 million for the bond, we're going to say $400 million, because that's the truth. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, just real quick, last week's caller called in about something, and I don't know enough to categorize it really, but about the cameras up at the lake on the gates. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's out at Heritage Ranch.
Yeah, is there something going on? I missed that whole aha moment in that. What did somebody overpay for them, or what's going on up there? Did any idea?
Well, from what I can get, because I've received emails and long-winded phone messages, that the and Chris, you can help on here because you talked with Mason, that the many in the Heritage group think that they spent too much money for the cameras. Chris, is that it?
Yes, they spend too much money, or some of them are just opposed to the new camera system to begin with, regardless of how much money was spent.
You still there?
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so it's not so much nefarious as just a disagreement. It doesn't sound like anything really.
Well,
if you talk to some of these people, you'd think it would be nefarious with the way they're reacting to it. I'll say that much.
Okay.
Well, now, you're familiar with Heritage Ranch, aren't you?
Barely, yes.
Oh, okay. Because do you live in a neighborhood or any place like that where they do have security cameras?
No.
Well, what would you think of it?
I hate to show my cards, but it was all about the last name of the person that came up in that conversation last week, and I'm like, that guy's running for election and I don't like him. And so if there's something that we need to know before the election, you know, like he's stealing money, that would be great for me in my personal world.
You mean the name Kogan came up?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's the I forget what his title is out there regarding that. That just happened to be a side note that somebody texted in. That's what he, again, his title out there, and I don't know exactly what that encumbers, but now I've talked to some people in person, and again, this is what they told me. I'm just repeating it. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with them, is that part of the reason for the cameras, and I'm not including the argument over the cost, is there is the one side is there are people that are doing some things that they don't want to be on camera. And I'm not talking pornographic or anything. It's like people driving around in their carts drinking whatever wine or beer, the kids going back and forth on the roads without helmets on their dirt bikes. You know, some things like that. That, again, that was one side. And what was the other one? The other guy told me. I forget the other part. But that's part of the conversation, anyway, from what I was told.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Let me ask you. If... If you lived in such an area like that, and again, I don't know what the bylaws and the rules and all that other kind of stuff, because I know where I live, we're way out in the middle of nowhere. And I see kids on the road on their dirt bikes. I don't care. I love the fact that these kids get to grow up. I mean, we see people riding horses down the roads, too, and so forth and so on. We hear people trap shooting or shooting in their, you know, on their property and so forth. I don't care. Now,
freedom sounds like let live and let live. Right.
Right. Now, I understand in a more condensed area there may be concern, but a lot of times people move into or out into areas that they want exactly what you said. They don't want all these controls and all this freedom nonsense and you know, crapola and so forth. They just want to, you know, I don't know if they're disturbing any of the people out there, but some people, when they come from different areas and they move into an area that's a little bit more wide open, they don't know how to handle it because they're not used to it, and they get offended by many things that they see, because they're helicopter people. They're going to save society and so forth, or they just don't like it. They may not like the noise for a little bit for people out there enjoying themselves. They're just the type of people that can walk down the street with walnuts in their pants and they'll crack. you know those type of people.
I've heard you describe your aunt very well.
Well, yeah. Thanks for bringing up Mary, Aunt Mary Jane.
God bless her.
No. she, let me just. She would get into an argument with the Lord himself. That's how messed up she was, okay? She's just a miserable human being.
Disagreeable cuss, huh?
Thank you for the kind words.
Well, there's people that are just like that. I mean, we've all got, I don't know, I hate to start a sentence like that. People who have brothers and sisters know that we could be raised in the same environment by the same people, eat the same food, and grow up totally different people. And so if that's honestly who you are, what was her name?
Aunt Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. If that's honestly who you are, okay. I'm not sure. Then it's up to me whether I want to hang out with you or not. But I don't mind people who are just naturally like that. It's just that as long as they're honest with who they are, you know what I mean? As far as your aunt, I'm sorry.
No, but I don't want to be around people like that.
I was curious if our school board person got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and I wanted to make sure if he did that everybody knew about it, because I'd love to see him not be there on the board next year. But that's my personal baggage that I'm bringing into the conference. That's why I brought it up in the first place.
Okay. It was just to mention that he has some title out there of what he does, nothing along the lines of corruption. Okay?
He didn't get caught doing anything. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. since he brought up my hand, Mary Jane, I have wondered over the years if it's simply a coincidence that Aunt Mary Jane is my sister's godmother.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that the former San Luis Obispo County Deputy Probation Officer has been sentenced to probation for embezzling over $169,000. Phelan Sierra Rollins served as treasurer of the association. Her theft went undetected for some time due to her unique control over the organization's finances. She has been sentenced to 270 days in county jail and 2 years felony probation. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released unofficial election night results for San Luis Obispo County last night. For the District 2 supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody currently leads by just over 200 votes. In District 4, Jimmy Paulding leads by almost 400 votes. In the Clerk Recorder's race, Elena Cano is ahead with over 60% of votes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds today with highs in the mid-80s, mostly sunny for the afternoon. It's currently 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sue Guzman. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass advancing to a November runoff as she seeks a second term. She could be facing a runoff against Republican Spencer Pratt.
I hope she's ready, you know, because I literally could not be more excited.
In the California governor's race, Steve Hilton currently leading the vote count.
Hundreds of years, people have come to California to follow their dreams. But now they're leaving. Well, that's what we're going to turn around. We are going to make California the best place in the world to start and run a business, to start and raise a family. This is the place.
General election set for November 3rd. U.S. forces launching fresh self-defense strikes on Iran after thwarting new attacks. President Trump says the peace talks have been going on. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Alogreto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles Hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit. Visit at Alogreto Vineyard Resort today.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
10.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Raleigh last night. The Golden Knights tripped the Hurricanes 5-4. Nikolai Ehlers scored twice in period 1 to give Carolina the early edge, but Vegas grabbed the lead in the second, and then it was back and forth before Thomas Hertl's late lamplighter.
Obviously, there was a lot of happening, you know, but obviously when you score game winner, it's pretty nice touch, but I'm just proud again, like, about our team effort, every single guy, you know. It's not always about the goals, it's just the details.
The Knights have now won 7 straight postseason games. Baseball, the Mariners won their 8th straight, 8-3 over the Mets, belting 3 home runs while holding New York to just 5 hits. Keeping pace, the Rangers take their 5th in a row, 7-4 over the Cardinals, thanks to a 3-run rally in the top of the 9th. Tigers shut out the Rays 8-0. Jack Flaherty and Emmanuel De Jesus combined on a 5-hitter. Gleyber Torres led off the game with a dinger. Turned out that was all they needed. All of the other division leaders won. Guardians ground up the Yankees 9-4. Brewers bopped the Giants 8-3. Kyle Harrison fanned a dozen. Dodgers eluded the Diamondbacks 6-5. And the Braves shaded the Blue Jays 4-3 on Matt Olson's 6th inning shot. Marlins swatted the Nationals, hitting 4 homers, 3 of them consecutively in the 5th inning. Pirates got 3-run shots from O'Neill Cruz and Brandon Lau as they took down the Astros. Rockies rolled over the Angels. TJ Rumfield got a gift when his fly ball bounced off Joe Adell's glove, then the outfielder's head, and wound up over the fence for a homer. Wins for the Phillies, Orioles, A's, Twins, and Reds. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michaels Optical, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Lots of sunshine. Put that in capital letters today. Highs in the mid-90s. And then clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low to mid-50s. We'll cool down a little bit to the low 90s on your Thursday. Friday, mid-80s, upper 70s on Saturday, mid to upper 70s on Sunday. Monday, the same. Low 80s Tuesday and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index, 10. Up and down, 5:49 a.m., 8:15 p.m. We are at 51. Weather was brought to you by Michaels Optical, proudly serving you in Atascadero and the North County since 1979. All righty, moving right along here on your Wednesday. It's 8 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, and they've got all the apparel you need as well. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that's home sweet home, somewhere over the rainbow, I guess. All right, let's see here, Mr. Garcia. Well, more people fear what than they do death?
Spiders.
Wait a minute.
What?
That's too quick.
I don't know. I just thought that spiders was one of the most common fears out there, aside from snakes or heights.
All right. Do you have a fear of spiders?
Oh, yeah. I'm very scared of spiders. It's kill on sight.
Oh, you're a killer, eh?
Yes.
All right. How about snakes?
I've never come across one, you know, that wasn't behind glass, but I would probably be afraid of snakes, yes.
You're not afraid of heights.
Oh, I'm very much afraid of heights. Are you kidding me?
You are?
Yeah. I mean, I like roller coasters, but, I mean, part of being afraid is part of the thrill for roller coasters, so.
Okay.
So wait, spiders was the correct guess.
Yes, but yes, fine. More people fear spiders than they do death. to me, that's a little extreme, don't you think?
I get a little. I mean, I guess they would have to define fear because, you know, when I do see a spider, I am afraid. Like, my heart jumps, my heart races. Do I fear death? Yes, to a certain degree. But, you know, if I'm going to be X amount of years old, you know, the position my grandfather's in, he's not afraid of death. He's like, I'm ready to go. So there's that.
Is he afraid of spiders?
I don't know. I haven't asked him.
I'll ask him. You know, get this point, I don't give a damn. All right. Well, I never used to be. I'm not afraid of spiders and the snakes. I don't like them, but they don't bother me. And for those, this may make little sense. Once you kill a couple of them, they're not a big deal. They're not. Actually, I kind of look forward to killing them. but I am now. I am heights. The thing gets to me now because I never used to be that way. Heck, we used to sleep out on the terrace when we lived in the apartments in New York, or on the fire escape. We would sleep out in the summer, and you know we were fifth and eighth story. And that stuff never ever bothered me before, and the high dives and you know all that. And now, man, if I'm in a hotel room, I can't look out the window if I'm above the third floor. I mean, not look out. I can't go to the window and look down. I'm just, boy, I guess it's a thing of having birthdays, I suppose. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass the Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. By the way, Chris, I don't know if you'll do this, but there was a popular song from the 70s called Spiders and Snakes.
I haven't heard of it.
It's pretty bad. Jim Stafford did it. Okay, so here is the question today on trivia. Where is the question? I did have it today. Oh, okay. A poll conducted in the United States of America showed that many people thought that this person or thing, it's an advertisement, became famous. And some of the famous people who they claim appeared on this advertisement were, but it wasn't true, Humphrey Bogart, Elizabeth Taylor, and Ernest Borgnine. This has been a trademark for this particular product. And a poll conducted in the United States of America, a lot of people said, oh, well, that was Humphrey Bogart, that was Elizabeth Taylor or Ernest Borgnine. What am I referring to? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. When, in fact, there was a person who was the, I'll say, model for this. And as a matter of fact, she passed away in 2022, born in 1926, part of artwork on a particular product. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'm assuming this stuff is still around. Let's see here if I can find out. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's been in business in 99 years. So what am I referring to? Here we go. Someone figured it out. Hi, good morning. I guess they didn't. All right. Let's see. Any other? Yeah, other than the Bogart and that, let's see here. It was first used in the advertisements in the magazine Good Housekeeping, which was around for many years. Now, within 60 days of this, after this symbol was introduced, it took off. This product took off like gangbusters and gained national recognition, being distributed in various places throughout the United States. And then, not too long after that, it became internationally recognized. All right, we only got one shot here. Let's go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. That would be the Gerber baby.
Yes, the Gerber baby. Ann Turner Cook, may I have your name, please?
This is Mrs. Wiebe.
All right, Mrs. Wiebe, we're out of time. Got to go. Take care.
Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. City of Atascadero will be holding a groundbreaking ceremony for the Public Safety Facilities Project on Monday, June 8th at 3 p.m. at Fire Station 1. A Northern Chumash tribe will conduct a cultural burn next week at the Miyasi Open Space near the base of the Cuesta Grade. The burn is planned for either June 8th, 9th, or the 10th, weather permitting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, born Ann Elisa Turner. She became Ann Turner Cook. And she was born in 1926, passed away in 2022. She was an American educator and mystery novelist. All right. So there you go. And she passed away at the age of 95 in St. Petersburg, Florida. So a little something there for you. Let's see. Oh, we've got two more hours to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and, well, lots more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.